So I couldn't understand what abortion is. And it was no telephone connection at that time, especially in that big village. So I couldn't call to my friends and ask advice. So late in the evening, my new mother took me to the hospital. And it was an illegal abortion because I was not 18 years old. I was 17 and a half. And the abortion was without pain relief. And the doctor tied my legs and arms to the iron chair. And then he started with a knife, cut all my insides. And then suddenly I understood what was going on, what is abortion. They cut something inside. So, and I start to shout, cry and shout, "Mother, mother, mama, mama, come and help me, mama, come and help me." And then this my new mother opened the door and rushed in. And then I shout, I don't call you, I call my own mother. And the doctor shouted at her, "Don't come in and don't disturb us, because this bitch is shouting so loudly, she will put all of us to prison. Take this cloth there and put it in her mouth, so make her to shut up." And my new mother did. She took a piece of dirty cloth, put it in my mouth and hold my head and my mouth so I would be not shouting, while the doctor was cutting all my insides.
That's a terrible story, and extraordinary, you know, being so young and not
that's
knowing.
That's why I did the art piece you were writing in the book, Carolina, very young, in this black and this little
the cot.
Bed and very little, yeah.